Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, who offer you top-notch service and expertise for all your vacation needs. And if it's time for your next Disney fix, then it's time to visit the vacation planners at MEI-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Hi, this is Michael Wardian, and I love listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 142 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, getting ready for spring?
I am. I'm not as brave as somebody on this podcast. I am running inside, and it is getting old. I'll tell you, it's getting very old fast, but it is one of the things we have to deal with here in New England. So I envy like our friend Jill in Austin, who gets to run in nice warm weather. How are you doing?
I've had a little bit of a stomach bug, kind of been down for the count. I'm hoping to see the other end of the tunnel in another day or so, and getting back to training for all the 2014 events. And I know I'm not alone. There are a lot of our friends who have been down for the count since coming back from the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. So we're all in this together, and I'm glad that everyone else on this podcast is okay.
So I have some announcements and then a shout-out. So bear with me, guests, for just a second. So the first announcement is we have about 120 people on our Fitbit group. Mike gave us all a half a million step challenge for the month. And some of us on this podcast have already made over a half a million. So I'm going to have to borrow some of his steps. We have over 90 people on the Mickey Milers on our running team. It's quite amazing. So if you go to MickeyMilesPodcast.com, you can join that. And breaking news, we have set our time for our meet at the Princess weekend, and that's going to be on Saturday, February 22nd at 3 p.m. And we decided to do it at the Boardwalk Bakery. So if you come in, you can come in through Epcot if you want to, or you can park at the Boardwalk. We thought we could meet and chat and carb load if we want to. So that's where that's going to be. So February 22nd, 3 p.m., Boardwalk Bakery. Hopefully both of our guests will be there. And last but not least, the shout out. I'm not somebody who gets jealous very often, but I have to say I was a little envious of a whole bunch of people who today ran either the, I think it was the inaugural celebration half and the celebration marathon. So some of our listeners, Amy Weber, Terry Lisi, Lisa Edmondson Tully, they ran the half marathon, and our Mickey Miles podcast team, Phil and Eve, ran the full, and Mary Jane Cancel ran the full, and our buddy Carissa ran the full. So big shout out to all those people. That was a lot to say, huh?
That's a lot to say, but you know, someone had to say it.
I want to do that race. I want to do that race sometime soon. It's such a charming little place. I'd love to run through.
Well, we are here to talk about the Tinkerbell Half Marathon Weekend that took place last weekend at the Disneyland Resort, and we could not think of anyone better to tell us about all the things that happened than our own Eddie McCoy and Kimberly Torres-Maki. So, guys, welcome back, and we're looking forward to hearing about all your adventures.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks for having me back.
And I think we need to point out that both of these people ran the Dopey and then got on a plane and flew out to California a few days later. So extra bravo to both of you.
Yeah, you know what? It was, we actually added it up. It was 11 days, 7 races, 9 medals, 71 miles.
And a lot of frequent flyer miles.
It was a marathon in itself.
Well, would you do it again? That's the first question I want to ask both of you. Would you do it again?
Well, I'm a little crazy, so yes.
Oh, I know you. You know, I really don't have to ask you, Kim. I know you're crazy, but
we don't have
well,
to ask
not to,
Eddie
not to say
either.
That Eddie
we don't
isn't
have to
crazy.
Ask Eddie. We know what Eddie's.
Boy, the first time I've been called sane, so that would be nice. Yeah, no, I'd do it again. I just may not do the trip to Disneyland the weekend before Dopey.
Yeah, you were a little. You had those extra. You had those extra time changes on. That was not good.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that I was completely lost in time by the time I got to Disney World.
So, the expo out there for the Disneyland half, it has a certain. Is built a certain way. And I guess one of the questions I had was that how would you compare the expo last weekend to what we saw in September?
I'm going to let Kimberly go first because I got to see the second day of it, not the first day.
Okay.
So we got there. First of all, they added an extra day to the weekend. So it started, the expo opened on Thursday at 2 p.m. PST, Pacific time. So we got in probably about half an hour after it opened, and I'd have to say that these are the three words I'd use to describe it: orderly, controlled, and calm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not what I was expecting to hear.
No. It was a major improvement from the Disneyland Half Marathon weekend, majorly.
What do you think the things were that made it much better?
Okay, well, two things. First thing, they had the packet pickup. You go downstairs. You went downstairs on the ramp to go get your bibs for the three races. And upstairs, instead of having that mass chaos of lines, they had us get our shirts in the back door of the expo.
Hmm.
Okay? And then they had a separate queue for the merchandise. And for the merchandise, you weren't allowed to enter the merchandise from the expo floor. You had to go back out and get into a separate queue. And they made the queue out of masking tape on the floor. So there were switchbacks in a holding room outside the expo that you had to wait in. And then they clicked in the number of people into the merchandise section based on, how many they allotted in. So that really helped to calm everyone down, to put everyone in an orderly, area. And it really just worked.
So there weren't huge crowds grabbing things? And
No, not at all.
Good. So tell me about the switchbacks with the masking tape. That sounds kind of primitive.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that, Eddie. Did you see that? Was that still going on?
No, it was still going on Saturday when I actually showed up. But
yeah, so it was right outside. There's a holding room outside. There's a bunch of different rooms. The room where you print out your do the timer tracker, not that room, but there's another room to the left of that, and that's where the holding room was, where they had the masking tape on the floor, and you were just put into a line, and you were just going back and forth, and then they let you into the merchandise area.
Interesting. And so, Eddie, did you want to add anything about what you saw?
Well, I came in, actually. I had my friends Lee and Laura pick up my bib and my shirt on for me on Friday because I was running the 10K on Saturday. We didn't get in until Friday night. But Saturday, I was there the day when it opened on Saturday morning, and I was very impressed that, granted, there wasn't a ton of people, but the merchandise, the Run Disney merchandise that they had was still plentiful. I mean, there was plenty of shirts. I mean, I don't know what if anything sold out by the time Thursday till Saturday morning got there, but I noticed there was a lot of Run Disney Tinkerbell merchandise that was way much more than what we saw Dumbo wise.
Do either of you know, were these races sold out?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yes, they were both sold out. The only thing I noticed is the shoes, they still had the same the big line and the same queue, similar to Marathon Weekend for the Run Disney shoes. And as I found out from Kimberly, you could actually walk up and buy kid shoes without an appointment. But by the time I got back to the expo to actually try to do that, they had already sold out of the kid shoes.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. But
and what about the expo itself?
The expo itself, if you've seen the Princess Expo, it's very similar in the vendors and whatnot. And I'd say it's almost – Kimberly, what do you think? I thought about the same number of vendors as the Dumbo weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. The same number of vendors, the same sort of vibe. They're the same vendors that normally are every Ren Disney race. And I thought it was a great expo.
Cool. Well, that's good to hear that they kind of learned from Dumbo and took the feedback probably from people. I'm sure the cast members had a lot of feedback on their own. But
oh, I'm sure.
And the fans of Raw Threads, they seem to be getting bigger and bigger each expo I go to. So I have a feeling that's a very popular brand.
It is. It's great stuff. Mm-hmm. Great stuff. Any last words on the expo?
I think, you know, I just think they learned a lot, and they learned from all the mistakes that happened at Dumbo. So I just want to give a shout out to the excellent job that Run Disney did to fix it.
Yeah. Like Kimberly said, the biggest thing is an extra day at the expo. So moving the 5K, separating it out from the 10K is a huge help.
Oh, right. I forgot for Dumbo it was the same day. So mm-hmm. How would you grade this expo, Kimberly, if you're going to give it a grade?
I would have to say a B+. I was able to move. I was able to hear myself think. And I actually went back, unlike Dumbo, where I wanted to get the heck out of there. I went back to the expo to listen to the speakers, and I went multiple times.
Okay. And what would have made it an A if the lines were shorter for merchandise?
You know, I kind of want to see – I don't know. I think it just needs I go to so many expos, so they're kind of all blurring together. So I don't really know what would give it an A.
Okay. Eddie, what about you? What would you give it?
Given that I showed up on Saturday versus Thursday and Friday, I don't have the fair is because I usually go to the first day of an expo, but I'd say an A just for the fact that Run Disney had plenty of merchandise still available, which is something I was really surprised to see. And that goes from magnets to pins to sweaty bands, you name it.
And you're a tough grader.
Yes.
I know that about you. Cool. Well, that's good. That's good to hear.
You know, I was thinking that maybe Run Disney has learned that it's better to have too much merchandise than not enough, because you'll never know how much revenue you missed because you may run out of supply. So you're better off having too much, and you can always sell it at a discount later on. So, you know, maybe it's been a hard lesson for them to learn, and maybe they just underestimated the demand for the merchandise. Okay, so let's go on to the Neverland Family Fun Run 5K. Now, Eddie, you said you did not arrive till Friday night, so that means that you did not run it. And right, is that correct?
Oh, that's correct. I had bib number 4 since I thought it was going to be like Dumbo weekend instead of actually looking when I registered. So yeah, I registered for something I didn't run.
Oh. Oh, well.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah, teach you a lesson to look.
too many races, Eddie. That's what it is.
Yes.
You know. Okay, Kim. This is the spotlight is on you. Why don't you run us through the Neverland Family Fun Run 5K?
Okay, I am so excited about this race. First of all, I, of course, am one of these people that never look at where I'm going until the night before when I run a race. So I was so excited to find out that the 5K starts in Disneyland Park at the Central Hub. So you walk down Main Street USA, and you're standing in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle, and who starts the show? Who starts the race? Who starts the entertainment? But Tinkerbell herself.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was so awesome. It was so awesome. So she flew down the Matterhorn and went back and forth over the castle while fireworks were going on.
Oh, my gosh.
It was it was so awesome. Hands down, best start ever of any Run Disney race ever. Fantastic.
So when you were waiting in the corrals, you were actually waiting in front of the castle?
Yes.
Well, that's reasonable. That makes it nice to wait in a corral.
Oh, it was wonderful. And the Star Spangled Banner was performed by a trumpeter on top, and he was standing on one of the balconies, well, probably only the balcony at Sleeping Beauty Castle as well. And it was all lit up, and it was spectacular.
Wow. So where'd you go from there?
Well, then we started right on the crosswalk going into the Matterhorn. So we started there, and it was in wave starts. And we went from the Matterhorn past Small World, and Small World was all decked out in the Christmas lights. It still had its Christmas overlay on. And then we went into the backstage and they had out all the Winter Wonderland floats for the Christmas parade.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool. And then, you know, they had different mile markers for every race, which was really cool too. So the 5K was different than the 10K was different than the half marathon. I actually got to go down a service road in Disneyland that I had never been before, which is really cool, and a tunnel that led us right into Big Thunder Railroad. Well, on the other side of Big Thunder Railroad. And there were, I counted about 10 different character stops. Well, not character stops, but different things that would make me take a picture. So first of all, there was the Small World with the pirates outside. There was Smee and Captain Hook. There were Lost Boys in a canoe floating down the rivers of America. There were the Main Street cars. There were the Christmas floats, like I said. And then when we crossed into, Disney's California Adventure, they had pirates again. Then we went into Cars Land, and there was Mater and Lightning McQueen. And then the World of Color was all lit up. And on mile marker number 3, there was a stage. There was the window that, the Neverland window. You know how you cross and you fly out into the sky with Peter Pan? Mm-hmm. They had a stage set up, and you could take your picture in front of the stage, in front of the backdrop, which was kind of cool. And then they ended it with Peter Pan and Wendy.
Wow. That sounds like the 5K that we have to hold all 5Ks up to.
No, seriously, I would have to rate it out of – I've run every single 5K except Expedition Everest, and I'd have to give it the number one slot.
Wow. Sorry, Eddie, you missed it.
Thanks for making me feel like total crap. It could have been the worst race ever, and I felt better.
I'm sorry. It was the worst race ever, but I have to do it again.
But according to my friends Dave and Holly Allen, who ran it last year, they said the same thing, that they started in the Central Hub, and that just sounds so, so cool.
It was amazing.
You know,
I'm sorry you missed it.
When I heard about all this and about all the reports about the 5K, and I wondered why they could not do it in Orlando, and I mean, there are a whole bunch of logistical reasons why. But imagine if they could do that; it would be really something, because they do have a lot of space. I don't know, Kim. Do you know how many people ran the 5K?
You know, I don't. I'm sorry. I didn't look that up.
Or how many corrals? Do you remember how many corrals?
Well, we weren't really set up in corrals. So we were set up in sort of like holding areas. So they were trying to make it a corral, but we weren't assigned a letter. It was basically you went and filled the spot, and then the next group went and filled the spot, and then they had staggered starts.
So before the race, were all the runners inside Disneyland and on Main Street USA?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
so
really cool.
So something like that. I was just trying to think of the logistics involved if they were going to do that in Orlando. First off, they would have to tie up the parking lot at the TTA and the TTC. I'm sorry, and then they would be concerned about getting everybody out of the Magic Kingdom in time for rope drop or whatever. But I mean, it seems to me that with the space that is there in Orlando, that something like this possibly could be run. But it just makes you realize that even with the lack of space out in Disneyland, they figured out how to make something like that work really well.
Right. And I'd have to say, you know, you mentioned it on the last podcast we were speaking, that, you know, we sign up for these Run Disney events to run through the parks, right? That's why I signed up for the 2009 right. Walt Disney World right. Marathon. So, you know, having us run through the access roads, you know, all the time, it's losing its magic.
Well, you know, Kim, the other thing is that I've been very critical of the prices of the 5K. But, you know, that 5K sounds like it's worth the money.
That's a great point.
And I think that as the prices creep up, I think it's only fair that the runners should be given something more to look forward to in order to justify the cost. And like you said, Kim, you know, running through all the service roads, I mean, I've been through service roads in Disney for the last 10 years and I know every one almost. And after a while, it's not, you know, it's not a big deal. But having the ability to run through the park on stage and see a lot of characters and other interesting entertainment events or pieces really would make it an interesting experience. And I just hope that the East Coast Run Disney folks understand that that's something that maybe should be addressed. So thank you for that review.
So it sounds like you'd give it an A.
Oh, absolutely. I gave it a straight A. It's fabulous.
Now I want to run that one. Cool.
I'm telling you, it was awesome.
You're good advertising for Run Disney. All right, okay. So we go to the 10K. Eddie made it to that one, right?
Okay, we're going to start with Eddie then. Eddie, you have the floor.
Yes, let me start with the 10K. It was to start out with, you start out, if you're familiar with the Dumbo half, you kind of line up on that road in front of the Disneyland Hotel, and kind of the same. Isn't it the same starting area, but we go out a different way, correct, Kimberly?
Yeah, right, exactly. We just went backwards from the other 10K.
Yeah, we went the opposite direction. And it had four corrals, A, B, C, and D. And they were, I think they were actually the same corral system they were using for the Tinkerbell for the half. But they were huge. They were a huge distance away from each other. So that was a little odd, I thought. But I understand why they did it, because they already had it set up for the half. So the 10K, I mean, I'm not as detailed as Kimberly is on it, but you start out and you kind of go maybe a mile out on the back roads before you actually enter the backstage of the race. And you actually come into the park through Disneyland Park. It's the first park you come into. You come in through Small World. And then it has you run through back towards Toontown and then backstage areas. And then, I mean, Kimberly, you've got better notes. I'll let you tell the direction. I'm just going to sum it up. Go ahead, Kimberly. You sum up the route, because I know you've got that better than I do.
Okay, so we went in about a mile. We went into Toontown. Then we were in the backstage area. Then we went into Haunted Mansion. Do you want me to talk about how fabulous Haunted Mansion was?
You go, girl.
Sure.
Okay, the best character stop ever. It was right in front of Haunted Mansion. We had the bride from the Haunted Mansion ride and the girl with the parasol that's in the stretch room.
Oh, I saw pictures of that. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I've never seen that character before.
No, I know. It was awesome.
that by far was the best character stop of the whole weekend, in my opinion.
Yes, I agree with you. And then the best part, she was in character, so she was like, hurry back.
In the perfect voice, too, as you walked away, as you left.
It was fantastic. Okay, so then from Haunted Mansion, we went around the Rivers of America in front of the Golden Horseshoe, and Chip and Dale was there. Then we went around Big Thunder Railroad into Fantasyland, and in Fantasyland, who was there but Mary Poppins and Bert? That's where she was. She wasn't in front of the Grand Floridian. She was in front of the carousel.
Or Race Retreat.
Yep. And then we went around the Matterhorn and into Tomorrowland. And then we saw Buzz Lightyear, and then we went up Main Street USA, across the way into Disney's California Adventure.
Sure. Yes.
Yep. And then we went into Cars Land, right? And then there we saw Mater.
Actually, we went back to the right first.
We went back to the right. Did we go underneath the tunnel?
We went. We came in California Adventure towards Soarin'. And then went back towards Paradise Pier and World of Color before we went to Cars Land.
Okay. Yeah, it gets a little – after doing three
the
races –
days, yes, the days get a little
– yeah, they get a little crazy. But then we saw Cars Land. I don't think we saw any characters in that area, though.
Cars Land had the cars out. That's yep. They had Mater, Tomater, Mater and Lightning McQueen, and one other car.
The fire truck.
They had the fire truck, but then they had a blue, looked like a pimped out car. I couldn't tell you the name of the character, but I got a picture of it. But yeah, then we went back towards
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror, correct.
Yeah, and then they had Mike and Sully? Sully.
Yes.
And Monsters University cheerleaders.
Correct.
And then we were outside the park for miles 4 through 6, right?
Yeah,
yep,
I have
four
about
six.
Four and a half, yeah, right there.
Yep. And the only thing that I was disappointed in was that we didn't run through the castle like we did for Disneyland's inaugural 10K. That's the one thing I noticed that was different.
Yes, that was different, but I will say this. When we go to the half, I think they make up for it because going through the parks, we did totally different routes.
Yes. So. They were. Yeah. If you did both events, if you did the Disneyland half marathon weekend and you did Tinkerbell half marathon weekend, they are totally different. And so you can do both of them and still not be jet.
And I don't even mean that. I mean, the 10K to the half, even our half route went different. Tinkerbell went half. I mean, we'll get to the half, but even the route through that was completely backwards and different and in different areas, different parts of it. But I thought, in both days you got a full tour of running through the parks on the 10K and the half. But we're not to the half yet. But, I actually thought the Dumbo weekend 10K, that 10K was probably a little bit better course than the Tinkerbell 10K. But it's absolutely so much hands down better than what Disney World offered to us. Mm-hmm, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you with that. It's like Disneyland half marathon first, then Disneyland 10K first, then Tinkerbell 10K, and then way down.
Behind some local 10Ks.
Way back.
Some local 10Ks.
Yeah.
That's funny. So we forgot to ask about the medal for the 5K, so I was wondering if you could describe the 5K and the 10K medals, and then we'll have you grade the 10K.
Okay, so the 5K medal was a Neverland theme, and it had Nana and the kids on it from from Peter Pan. Oh, it didn't have Nana. I'm not looking at it. It's downstairs, but it had the kids on it. But it was the same plastic 5K medallion that Run Disney gives out, and it was comparable to every other race. So
and the 10K, Eddie, can you describe that one?
Okay. The 10K, how I'd rate it, I liked it a lot. And I liked it. I can explain more after we rate the half to why I like the 10K how I like the experience better. But the character stops, I thought, were pretty darn good. Like you said, the Haunted Mansion stop was awesome. And we didn't miss him. When you run by Small World, it's still lit up for all the Christmas lights. So it being in the dark, going through Disneyland in the dark and seeing that light lit up is the first thing you enter the parks was completely awesome to me. Yeah. And let's see, right after the Small World, I got passed by some girl, some Kimberly, somebody. Anyways, she at least stopped to take a picture with me. But no, I had a blast. But the 10K also gave you the experience. If you took it slow enough, you got to enjoy daylight coming up over the park. So by halfway through Disneyland Park, the sun had started to come up. So it's kind of a different vibe, which was pretty neat in that aspect. But as far as a 10K, I loved it. I mean, I thought, two parks, almost 4 miles in the parks of the 6 miles is completely fabulous. I mean, it's a great experience in my opinion. And the weather was absolutely perfect for the 10K.
I was wondering if there were two more elements added, how much better it would have been. When you think about the Haunted Mansion, it's a continuous loading attraction. And if all you had to do is bypass the stretching room and they could have had that attraction open to the runners. And the other one that would have been pretty cool would have been Radiator Springs Racers if that was available to the runners. So if you had one attraction in each theme park that was open to the runners, I think that would add even more of a magical element to the race.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to do a ride in each of the park. That would make my night. That would make my day.
And let me just say, I hardly ever mention signs that I see on the course, but I saw probably the best sign I've ever seen in a race. There was a guy who had a sign up right as we left the 10K park that said, "Olaf didn't make it." And down there, he had poured water out on the ground.
So, that's great. Mike hasn't seen Frozen yet. So
no,
Mike
but
Olaf
that,
is the
I was dying when
snowman.
I saw that sign. So,
that's great. That's so cute.
That's much better than the sign you see at every long-distance race.
Chuck Norris didn't – what, Chuck Norris? The Chuck Norris sign or the
worst parade
worst
ever.
Parade. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's
clever.
That's clever.
They had two really good signs. One for the half that I'll let you – we'll talk about that when we get to the half.
Yeah.
All right, so let's grade this 10K. Sounds like I know what you guys are going to give.
So I would give it an A-, and only a minus because of that we didn't run through the castle like we did at the Disneyland half.
Okay. Eddie?
I give it a solid A on my end. I just think they did a great job. Like I said, the Disneyland 10K is probably an A-plus in my mind. So this one just right below it.
It sounds like the Disneyland. It sounds like this 10K or the 5K and the 10K just spoils everybody for the other run Disney 5 and 10Ks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. All right. So now let's go on to the half marathon, and let's start with Kimberly.
Okay. Well, let's see. So as we were saying before, it was kind of like a backwards course. And I was getting a little bit tired from this is the 11th day. So I might leave some things out. But so, Eddie, you can pick those up for me if I screw up. But we started backwards again. And the same place where we started the 10K, right?
That's correct. Same starting area. Same direction.
Right. And we went outside first. We did a loop around the roads outside, Ball Road and Harbor Boulevard before going into Disney's California Adventure, where we saw the Incredibles, Mr. and Mrs. Incredibles and Jack-Jack. We went around the World of Color, and I think we also went around the cars, but I skipped that. Did we go through the cars too?
Yes, we went through the cars land. We sure did.
Okay. And then we went up Main Street USA. This is where it got really good. We went up Main Street USA. The castle was all lit up, and we got to run through the castle and take our pictures. And the pirates were there. Oh, Captain Hook, before we got to the castle, Tinkerbell, Captain Hook were on a float right on the top of Main Street. And then once we ran through the castle near Dumbo, there were some pirates. And then we made, I think we went through some backstage area or around Matterhorn. And we went into Tomorrowland, where we saw Darth Vader and two stormtroopers. And we had to wait. That line is always ridiculous, but we had to wait. And then we went back to Small World, and of course it was all lit up again in the Christmas overlay, and Merida from Brave was there.
And then so was Cinderella and and Sleeping Beauty.
Yep. Yeah, no one would stop for that. My group refused to stop for the princesses. It was a little disappointing to me.
I stopped for Merida.
Yeah, we stopped for Merida, and then we were backstage again, and then we went through Big Thunder, right, that area.
Correct.
And then Big Al was there, so we had to stop from Big Al, from what the heck is it called? The Bears, Country Bear Jamboree.
Country Bears, yep.
And then we went into Toontown again, right? Or did I skip one?
Yes, we did. We went into Toontown. I'm trying to remember which order, if we went to Country Bear or not. Before, actually, we went into Toontown before we went into Country Bear, I think. It's a little hazy for me.
It is very hazy. That little cat from Aristocrats was there, Marie, and Clarice was there again.
Yes.
Yep. And then we were outside on the streets of Anaheim. So we were on the streets of Anaheim, and it was a totally different route than the Disneyland half marathon.
But before we went to the streets of Anaheim, one key thing, we went out. We went out and we went through downtown Disney, and we cut up towards.
Oh, I forgot about the girls.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Come on.
Yeah, forget about it. We went up towards. We went towards the Disneyland Hotel through downtown Disney, all through there, leaving the parks, and then when you make the right in front of the Disneyland Hotel, They had all the Red Hat ladies, and I mean hundreds of them.
Oh, and they were outstanding.
They were fabulous, absolutely fabulous. As you made the turn, and I think it was some maybe 200, 150 yards, they were lined up the street, maybe 150 yards, and they were awesome.
And they were crazy. They were awesome. They were cheering on the crowd. Yep. I can't believe I forgot about them. They were outstanding.
Yep. And then after that, you went down towards the exit and then out to Anaheim and mm-hmm. into the neighborhood of Anaheim's.
Right.
And that's about miles. That's a little after mile six that we're mm-hmm. actually getting off of Disney property.
Wow. Okay. What else? What else do you want to share?
Well, it was different route than Disneyland Half Marathon, and it was a more it was neighborhoods, and it was into like it was cute. It wasn't you didn't feel like you were running through I don't know the back alleys of Anaheim. It was cute little neighborhoods, and there were signs that said "Shh, people are neighborhood is sleeping," and you know it was fun.
But they just had to get up and look at thousands of people running by their house.
That's funny. Okay. Pretty much. But and you also went into a little, I don't know, a little nicer area of downtown Anaheim, I'd say.
Yep.
I mean, just the downtown area. And then you made your way back towards Disney property. And you could see it on the other side of the interstate. And it's just kind of funneled its way back. And then when you came back, you kind of went back out. Catella, I think it was. Maybe I'm not good with the roads around there. But you stayed closer to Disney property in general this race than you did the Disneyland half, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And yes, you were definitely closer to property, and it was the miles just flew. I know we were out there from 6 to 12, but they really just flew by.
Yeah. Yeah, you spent the last half out there, but it was so much of a different experience between this and Disneyland half. It's just, the miles go by quicker. It's a nicer area of town, and then you probably the last mile, you're back on Disney property again on the backside. You're not going through the parks, but you're pretty much on the backside and the back alleys of Disney property. And then you come back up in front of the Paradise Pier. You come like you're going towards the Paradise Pier and Disneyland Hotel, and then you cut back. The finish line is kind of hangs back to your left right before you get to Paradise Pier.
So a couple things come to mind. Number one, it sounds like a lot of the miles for this half marathon were on property compared to the Disneyland half in September. And that makes the miles fly by. The other thing is that it sounds like you guys did not go to Angel Stadium. Is that correct?
No.
Correct.
We definitely didn't go to Angel Stadium. And one thing we did that she left out, we did go to the world. We did see World of Color completely in the dark. And it was lit up in Paradise Pier. We did all that on the backside of California. I mean, we went basically, you did the 10K route and you kind of reversed it. And that's kind of what the half was. So to me, if you took the 10K and the half route, you did basically all of the parts you probably can do. And a little bit different. Like one day you ran through the castle and the other day you went in front of it. But
We were on every single road you could possibly go on in that park.
So I have a question for all four of us because we've all – well, not all of us have done the tank. But Eddie and Kim, you probably have a better idea of this. If you could compare the Tinkerbell half marathon to the Disneyland half marathon, how many miles of the – Tinkerbell half were on Disney property compared to the number of miles that were on the Disney property for the Disneyland half in September?
I think it's 4 versus 6. Am I right?
Yep, that's what I believe. I believe it's a couple more miles.
Yep, and you count 2 more miles.
Yep.
So. That's pretty good because you could say almost half the race was on Disney property.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And it definitely felt like half the race was on Disney property. So,
yeah.
And that race flew by to me. And I,
well, that's because you were
half.
Wearing wings.
Yeah, you had wings on.
Exactly.
You were cheating, cheater.
So, what would you grade this one?
I would give it an A-.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Eddie?
I give it a solid A. And to me, I love the Wine and Dine half marathon. This one may be my number one from now on.
Wow.
As far as the half marathon course. And I mean, It's a toss up. Wine and Dine is pretty awesome, but there's just something about running through Disneyland parks to me that make it a little bit different and special.
It does. I totally agree with you. I think they have the upper. I think they have the edge.
Cool. Yep. Well, now I want to do it. Hopefully, it'll move to Mother's Day and.
That would make it a lot easier.
It would make it a lot easier to add another race into the schedule.
Well, and I'll say this. I've run now, and Kimberly has too as well. She can answer on this. So I've run all Disney races, all the major Disney race weekends. To me, this was by far, hands down, my favorite Disney race weekend that I've done.
Yeah, I think it does have the edge. I would have to say Tinkerbell over Disneyland half marathon. It would be Tinkerbell first, then Disneyland half marathon next, and I think it. Gosh, I want to say it would have to be Wine and Dine.
Wow!
So they rate
Disneyland better than Disney World. They laid it
down. And we are. We are East Coasters.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm a worlder.
Well, we want to thank you guys for, I know it's a tough job, but someone had to go out there and run those races and enjoy the magic of Disneyland. And Michelle, would you like to add anything?
Oh, I just want to thank Eddie for hosting the Mickey Miles podcast meet and to everybody who went to the meet, including Kim. I heard you were there too. Yeah. And that was really nice of you, Eddie, so thank you. And glad to get to meet some of the listeners.
No, that was a lot of fun. Look forward to the races.
So for Kimberly Torres-Markey and Eddie McCoy, Michelle Scroder-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying maybe next year we'll see you out in Disneyland.
The Mickey Mouse Podcast has been brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, and there's no time like the present to think about your next Disney trip, and no one better to make it come true than the vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. So when you're ready for your next visit to see Mickey, first, visit MEI-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at Facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.